it's limited in scope and requires all persons when entering and while inside places of businesses at locations where the public contact is likely, with some clarifications of that, to wear a mask with a definition on it. And then there's a series of exemptions in there too.
That's Town Manager Jay Harrington with a brief overview of the ordinance just before the public meeting opens up for comments. Exceptions listed in the order include persons for whom a face covering would cause breathing impairment, those who work in places that are not open to the public, and children under the age of 2, among others. Penalties for violating the order include a graduated fine schedule in municipal court for multiple offenses. But Town Manager Jay Harrington points out that enforcement of the ordinance is not likely to be significant.
I would expect warnings far more than citations on this. It's one of those ordinances which will be hard to enforce.
After some other basic clarifications about enforcement and exactly where the ordinance will apply, the virtual meeting opens up to comments from 14 members of the public. 10 speak in favor of the ordinance, 4 are against.
I want to be able to run the business with my employees and my staff being safe and just as safe as the customers that I am required by all of these other public safety health requirements to keep my business running.
The protection from the town is of the utmost importance for us to move forward comfortably and safely. And I believe that it just shows respect for our community and its members if we can all unite on this, because I am concerned for the safety of my staff.
Another business owner shares support for others wearing masks, but says he doesn't want to be required to do so himself, and that more restrictive public health orders could harm his business.
We're in that gentle open phase right now, which is about 5 to 10% of our normal business. And so obviously it's going to be very difficult for our company to stay open long term should various policies be in place that don't allow people to connect.
Trustee Heather Henry says that the perception of safety is a key factor for businesses to be able to reopen effectively.
We have overwhelmingly heard that it will help with the perception of safety. And to me, that is what helps us reopen the economy of this community.
Another public comment against the order cites the U.S. Constitution as an argument against mandating masks, but Town Attorney Mark Hamilton explains the order's legal basis.
The legal justification for the action would derive both from Carbondale being a home rule town that has authority to rule in areas of local concern. The additional justifications are the state statutes that we've cited in the ordinance draft. That provides for municipalities, home rule or statutory, to have authority to address public health issues.
Trustee Lonnie Kitching says the ordinance is not an inquisition on civil liberties, instead describing it as a courtesy.
I would hope that Carbondale, as a caring community, can be circumspect and do its part to put personal preferences aside temporarily out of consideration for those at greater risk.
Before a roll call vote, trustees Marty Silverstein, Erica Sparhawk, Luis Illanes, and Ben Baumfalk also speak in favor of the ordinance, but Mayor Dan Richardson says he's not convinced that a mandatory order will be beneficial.
By voting no, it doesn't mean I don't believe the science. It doesn't mean I don't support the businesses. It means that I think the best approach is different than this, and that's all I'm saying.
Following the comments, trustees passed the ordinance with a vote of 6-1, with the mayor casting the dissenting vote. The order is effective immediately for the town of Carbondale, which up to this point was the last municipality in the Roaring Fork Valley without some form of mandatory face covering order. It will remain in effect until the town manager declares the end to the state of emergency, the Board of Trustees repeals or amends it, or it is superseded by a valid health order from Garfield County or the state of Colorado. You can find the order at carbondalegov.org. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.